It doesn't get much better.
Or does it? Maybe it does.
The Dory Monson Show on Cairo Radio. This is The Big Lead.
Coming to you from the Carter Subaru Studio. Welcome. Welcome to our top stories this hour. Welcome to The Big Lead. Before I get to the local stuff, and I got some local stuff for you here. But it's so interesting to hear the playbook that Joe Biden and Jay Inslee and Gavin Newsom have all been using ever since Paul Pelosi was attacked by an illegal alien who was a Green Party nudist, a hallucinogenic drug abuser, lived in a trailer with Black Lives Matter and pride flags on it, and Jay Inslee and Joe Biden and Gavin Newsom said that it was conservative rhetoric that made him do this. It's one of the stupidest little political plots, which is what all this stuff is. Okay, Paul Pelosi got attacked. How can we use this for our advantage? Well, that attacked him's been a leftist his whole life. We'll just tell everybody he's a righty. And by the way, there's so many parts of the story that still make no sense. That 911 call where they clearly said that Paul Pelosi knew his name was David and said he's a friend. And now the police completely deny that. They initially said a third person opened the door for police. Now that story has changed. When Paul Pelosi was driving drunk a few months ago, the prosecutors there, they tried to bury that story. They denied public records requests for a long time. And it turns out that Paul Pelosi was so drunk when he was doing the field sobriety and he pulled out his police benefit card. And, well, I support you guys. Why don't you let me off? Do you know who I am? So now there's something else really funky with this. But maybe it was random. Because random attacks by crazy homeless drug addicts are happening every day in Seattle, in Everett, in Tacoma, in Olympia, in Portland, in San Francisco, in Los Angeles. So maybe it was just a random homeless drug addict who's in the country illegally. Somebody texted me and said, you called him an illegal. Why don't you tell people he's from Canada? Because I don't see race. Like all you people who are obsessed with it. If you're in the country illegally, that's all that matters. I don't care if you're from England, like the illegal who murdered the woman at the University of Washington several years ago. I don't care if you're from England or Mexico or Canada. The race is irrelevant. What's relevant is if you follow the law. And if you come into this country illegally, then you've come in illegally. But somebody texts me and says, well, you make it sound like he's Mexican when you say that. No. Never do I say that. Because I am always commenting on somebody's following of the law, not their race. I know that's the obsession on the left, but it's not here. So he's in the country illegally. Gavin Newsom, sanctuary state. Nancy Pelosi loves sanctuary. Her husband, Paul, probably doesn't anymore. But I still don't understand how the Speaker of the House's home is so open to somebody getting in there without an alarm going off. Most high-end alarm systems, if glass breaks, that trick, because you can, you know, often the sensor is on the frame of a window or a door, and if the window or door opens, if you break glass, it doesn't trip that sensor. But that's why most, not just high-end, but most alarm systems have a broken glass sensor. If it hears that noise, then the alarm goes off. So I don't understand any of the stuff with this story. But what I do understand is that the attempt to make it political is just laughable. And that's what Joe Biden and Jay Inslee and Gavin Newsom have been doing. Jesse Waters on Fox News. He was all over the Paul Pelosi DUI, and he was the one making the public records requests that were being withheld for months by the district attorney. down there. But according to Gavin Newsom, the crazy left-wing Green Party nudist hallucinogenic drug abuser illegal, he apparently was just responding to right-wing media.
I've seen the dehumanization of Nancy Pelosi. I don't think anyone's been dehumanized like she has consistently. I mean, I watched this one.
By the way, I don't think anybody's been dehumanized like Nancy Pelosi. I'll introduce you someday, Gavin Newsom, to sound bites from everybody in the, almost everybody in the media from 2015 to 2020 about the president. I've never seen anyone dehumanized like Nancy Pelosi. That's just a stupid thing to say.
I've seen the dehumanization of Nancy Pelosi. I don't think anyone's been dehumanized like she has consistently. I mean, I watched this one guy, was it Jesse Waters or something on Fox News?
Okay, I've got to point that up. You know how all of my detractors listen to the show accidentally? I always get these text messages. I got in the car and my wife left the radio on from morning news and I accidentally heard 2 minutes of your show, and then they go on to write a manifesto to rebut. They accidentally forgot how to turn the radio off after accidentally being exposed to the show. But Gavin Newsom, he's playing the same game. Well, this guy, Jesse Waters, he doesn't really know his name, Jesse Waters or something. He acts like he doesn't know who he's talking about, which makes him sound even more stupid.
On Fox News, what he's been saying about Paul Pelosi the last 5-6 months, mocking him consistently. Don't tell me that's not aiding and abetting all this. Of course it is. There's someone that's...
I got to go back to where he pretends he doesn't know Jesse Waters' name, even though he knows that he's been mocking him for months and months and months, and he's worth talking about.
Humanized like she has consistently. I mean, I watched this one guy, was it Jesse Waters or something on Fox News?
Jesse Waters or something? Well, I don't know. But he knows exactly what his programming's been, and he knows what he's been saying, but he doesn't know his name. I mean, Jesse Waters or something? Accidentally heard some guy, this one guy, or something like that.
I mean, I watched this one guy, was it Jesse Waters or something on Fox News? What he's been saying about Paul Pelosi the last 5-6 months, mocking him consistently. Don't tell me that's not aiding and abetting all this. Of course it is. There's someone that sees a creative culture and a climate like this. I mean, it's look online, look at this sewage that is online that they amplify on these networks and in social media to dehumanize people like Nancy Pelosi and other political leaders.
There were two websites where the attacker supposedly was writing right-wing stuff about QAnon. So I don't even know. I truly have no idea what QAnon is. I don't care. I don't care to know. It's one of those phony things that people just interject into everything. But two of these websites were created on Friday after the attack and deleted by Saturday. I wonder who those were. I wonder who's really behind those. So anyway, that was Pelosi saying that it was all political.
But Gavin Newsom thinks if you mock a Democrat, it puts him on a target list. So Gavin's saying that by saying that he uses more hair gel than John Travolta in Grease, it's going to make people show up to his house with hammers. We've always said Gavin's biggest flaw, he's not very smart. The deranged drug addict who talks to fairies and lives on a school bus didn't watch prime time and head on over to Pelosi's house with a hammer. And has Gavin read the affidavit? Because DePape wasn't going over there to get Paul. He was going there for Nancy. If anything, Gavin Newsom has done more to aid and abet this attack on Paul Pelosi than anybody. David DePape is a homeless criminal and an illegal alien. DePape overstayed his visa for years. Committed crimes. California's a sanctuary state, so he was never deported. So let me ask you a question. Who's more at fault here? The governor who didn't deport the deranged drug addict felon who thinks he's Jesus? Or the news guy who fairly covered Paul's DUI case? I think we both know the answer.
I think that is a very fair point. All right, with that as mere prelude, let's get to the big lead.
The big lead. Top story.
We've been telling you a lot about this woman who has been appointed to the Olympia School Board. Her name is Talana Reed. When she was running for city council in Olympia, a lot of people said that she had a criminal history and she didn't get elected. But then the radicals on the Olympia School Board, they appointed her to an open seat, even though she was on record saying absolutely vile things about police officers.
Can we say a couple names for just because the police? But I want to say their names. Breonna Taylor. And Yvonne McDonald. Both black women were murdered by the police. That's not okay.
This is a school board member now. And every time she says police, she has to say the F word with it. And it goes on from there.
That's not okay. And so many more lives have been lost. And it amazes me how those pigs can sit over there to watch us.
So cops are there to protect her freedom of speech while she's having this outdoor rally. And she points at them and calls them pigs while they're sitting there protecting her.
Peacefully talk about what we want changed in this state. It amazes me. And they don't pay attention until we tear up. So just before I get started, tear everything up in this city until they do what we want them to do.
So she's telling people to riot, tear everything up in the city. Cops are pigs. Cops are bleep the police. And then she gets appointed to the Olympia School Board. You want to know what's wrong with our public schools? You know why our kids are failing basic standards in math and reading and English? Because they care more about appointing radicals to the school board who don't know anything about educating kids. They just want schools to be little indoctrination faculties, or facilities, I should say. And so people like Talana Reed are on the Olympia School Board. So a couple of days ago, I said, where are the parents in Olympia? Where are the parents? How can you allow, with all the taxes you pay to your school district, how can you allow someone like her to be on your kid's school board? A vile, crude, riot supporting person. Well, I'm happy to say parents are starting to fight back. Alicia Perkins, who's going to join me on this show tomorrow, she was on Fox and Friends First this morning about how this woman got placed on the school board.
Well, that's the question, and that is why there are so many of us up in arms over this. In addition to that video, Ms. Reed has been shown to have an extensive criminal record that should have immediately excluded her from this position. So it's really a question as to how this could happen.
Yeah, it's because they want radicals. They don't care about education anymore. That's what's clear. Do the parents in Olympia hate cops?
Absolutely not. And I think a larger issue here, setting Ms. Reed aside, is that we clearly have a school board that was bound and determined to place her in this position. And they have proven themselves incapable of making reasonable decisions. I've also been made aware that no staff, no district employees, no union members, no one was asked for input on this. The community obviously was not allowed to vote for a position that usually is elected. So it appears that our board was so ideologically driven, perhaps, that they were determined at all costs to have Ms. Reed appointed.
And that's what this is all about. School boards that are more ideologically driven. They don't care about the kids. Here's the response from the Olympia School Board.
Quote, during the interview process, she showed herself to be a committed and thoughtful advocate for the students of our school district. We look forward to working with her to address pressing equity and inclusion issues in our school district. We believe she'll be an important voice and partner moving forward. Was Ms. Reed the best person that your town, your city could find for this job?
I can't imagine that any reasonable person would think that. This is just completely baffling. Nobody can understand what's happened here. And it's quite frankly really made a laughingstock of our school board, which is really unfortunate. It's unfortunate for our community and for our students that deserve better representation.
Yeah, it is a laughingstock, but it More than laughing, people should just be absolutely infuriated at this. We're spending $20,000 per kid per year, and 50% don't meet basic reading standards, 70% don't meet basic math standards, and it's because of school boards like this one in Olympia, where they care about social justice issues and they do not care at all about the kids. And so thank goodness this mom and others are speaking up now.
I have not personally. In fact, I've had a lot of people reach out to me saying, thank you for speaking out. We don't know what to do about this. It's really hard to speak out publicly, but we are at a critical point here.
Yeah, and like I said, good for this mom. She's going to join us here on the Dory Monson Show tomorrow afternoon. But this is happening all around this region, around this state. In the school district where my wife and I pay taxes, Shoreline, they just passed a levy. My wife and I my wife, not me. I don't want to take credit for what she did. My wife chaired two levy campaigns for the Shoreline, winning ones, successful ones for the Shoreline School District. And she did not chair the one 4 years ago where they raised $100 million in property taxes, $100 million. And then a bunch of listeners who live in Shoreline District brought this to my attention, that they are now facing a massive deficit.
That gives us an ending fund balance at the end of next year if we don't make adjustments of negative $8 million. So as we know, we cannot have a negative ending fund balance.
$8 million. They just got $100 million in property tax increases. But it's the same thing in Shoreline. Every parent out there is telling me that it's a school board that couldn't care less about the kids or about education. They got a bunch of doctors. The superintendent is a doctor, Dr. Susanna Reyes. And then on the board, Dr. Sarah Cohen, Dr. Rebecca Rivera. There are no more insecure people than people in education who always call themselves doctor. Doctor, doctor, give me the news. Sarah Bettenhill, Emily Williams, Megan Jernigan. They care about social justice issues. Oh, they got the name at Shorewood High School changed because they were the Thunderbirds, and that was racist. So they got that changed. They can't handle the budget even when they get an extra $100 million infused from the taxpayers. But that's what's happening in Shoreline. It's what's happening in Olympia. And it's what's happening all around this region. You got these school boards that care a million times more about social justice issues and about their own political perspective than they do the kids. And that's shameful. It's absolutely shameful. And that is your big lead this hour.
The Big Lead on Cairo Radio.
We are going to check the news for you, and then we have a lot more to do. We'll give you the latest update. We're getting some more information from the national sources, watching the Patty Murray-Tiffany Smiley race and what that means for control of the Senate. I'll tell you the very latest coming up next here on the Dory Monson Show. Promised, give you the very latest update on the Senate race, since Washington could be pivotal. The big question in our state is, just a couple of months ago, and Patty Murray has a floor. We don't know where it is. I mean, if Tiffany Smiley, there's only about 3% who say they're undecided, and right now it's about 49-48 Patty Murray in the latest poll. But if those 3% that are undecided, if two-thirds of them broke for Tiffany Smiley, then you're looking at 50-50 coin toss. And then King County will tell us in 3 weeks, when they count all the ballots, who wins. But according to Real Clear Politics, they have just in the last hour updated their average of all the polls, because another poll has just come out. It's called the Insider Advantage poll. And in that one, Patty Murray had just a 2-point lead, 48-46. And that's very close to the Trafalgar poll that came out 2 days ago that had Patty Murray up just 1 point. And so now when you factor in both of those polls, those are the two most recent, 1 point and 2 points apart. So the Real Clear Politics average of all the polls has Murray up 4%, 4.3%, but it includes this Seattle Times King 5, Woke 5 poll that had Murray up by 8 points. And I looked at how many Democrats they sampled versus Republicans. It wasn't quite 2-1, but it was a huge difference of Democrats versus Republicans in that Seattle Times Woke 5 poll. And so it's close. It's really, really close. And then at NateSilvers538.com, they have the Republicans a 51% chance of controlling the Senate. And that's if Tiffany Smiley does not win Washington. If Tiffany Smiley wins, then it's Pennsylvania, Dr. Oz versus John Fetterman. John Fetterman, by the way, he was on CNN, and, you know, he had a stroke 5 months ago. He still has real problems. He cannot do an interview without having a closed caption monitor because he can't process the spoken word after his stroke. And then he says just insane stuff like this.
What do you think the biggest cause of inflation is? And should the Biden administration be doing more?
I just do. I think that simply is also, Leah, this talk about the trillions in massive tax cuts to the corporate tax structure is well true. You know, trillions of dollars.
He says that is well true is a phrase he uses a lot. But I'm going to break down his numbers in just a second.
That have added to the deficit, and now they still want to support those as well true. I think in terms of being very serious about addressing inflation is making sure that those rates are brought back into a line with what they should have been, where they're able to fight the deficit.
Okay. So he wants to raise taxes to fight inflation. It's insane. But let's look at the numbers. He says the 2017 Trump tax cuts is what caused inflation. Inflation 1 year after that in America was 2.4%, 2018. In 2019, it was 1.8%. In 2020, it was 1.2%. So the Trump tax cuts, 3 years of sampling after the Trump tax cuts, and inflation was among the lowest rates in history. And then Joe Biden came in, and in 2021, it more than tripled to 4.7%, and now it's almost doubled to over 8% in 2022. So it's Joe Biden that caused inflation. It was the Democrats dumping trillions of dollars. It was this Inflation Reduction Act, or whatever they called it, that just blew up inflation. And you have guys like Fetterman. So people in Pennsylvania hear that. I don't know how you vote for that guy. It's well true. I don't know how you vote for that guy. And then so there are close races, Herschel Walker down in Georgia. But that's the latest is another poll out with Tiffany Smiley within the margin of error here in Washington. And if Tiffany Smiley wins in Washington, then it will have been a blowout of epic proportions next Tuesday. We will have live election coverage, by the way. I will be back on the air from 7 till at least 9 o'clock next Tuesday night with Dave Ross as we bring you all of the numbers. So next Tuesday, special election coverage here on Cairo News Radio. Speaking of Joe Biden, he's been out there today. He was back in Delaware over the weekend. Never heard of such a thing. 2 weekends before a major midterm election, and Joe Biden was not out campaigning. They sent Barack Obama out. But Joe Biden, he was hidden away. But now they got him to where he can speak just a little bit.
How many of you know somebody with diabetes and needs insulin? Well, guess what? And when Debbie and I passed this law, it included everybody, not just seniors. And so what happened was we said, okay, you know how much it costs to make that insulin drug for diabetes? Cost It was invented by a man who did not patent it because he wanted it available for everyone. I spoke to him. Okay?
I spoke to him. Really, Joe Biden? You spoke to one of the inventors of insulin? Did you speak to Sir Frederick Banting, Charles H. Best, or J.J. R. McLeod? They were the ones who invented insulin at the University of Toronto in 1921, 101 years ago. You spoke to them. Wow. You are old.
Yeah, but the point is...
No, what happened to my audio? What happened to my audio? Let's see.
It's on. I don't know.
Went away. You had thoughts on Hurricane Ian.
Last time I was in Florida was almost a month ago because of Hurricane Ivan. Ian.
And on and on it goes. He did at one point go Southern.
A senator from Florida going after Medicare and Social Security? I tell you what, I don't know where, as they say in Southern, don't know where y'all been. Hot damn, boy. I tell you, look.
Did you just take the Lord's name in vain?
He did.
I don't like that. I don't like that one bit. There you go. That's the man at the top.
Oh, play the one more above that where he makes up for that, I guess. He calls out to God.
So God bless you all. God protect our troops. And God give some of our Republican friends some enlightenment. Thank you.
I thought that's they were calling out that didn't Gavin Newsom say that? Or no, and Jay Inslee said it was right-wing politicians who've created hate. And now you have the head of the Democratic Party saying that anybody who doesn't vote like him is not enlightened. Oh, it sounds like he's inspiring the next nudist Green Party psychedelic drug illegal alien BLM pride flag attacker of Paul Pelosi. Okay, quick timeout, then we'll count down our favorite sound bites of the day. Awesome audio is coming up next. And down the stretch we come. What a day, what a show, what a show, what a day. And we are not done. This is when we like to count down our favorite sound bites of the day.
This is Dory Monson's Awesome Audio Clips of the Day.
I think that Ricky Gervais is one of the he might be my favorite stand-up comedians since Norm MacDonald passed. Ricky Gervais is just hilarious. And then you all have another Brit, James Corden. You know, carpool karaoke, does the CBS late night show. I want you to hear this. I just finished rewatching Ricky Gervais' stand-up special from a few years ago, and he had a very funny bit. I want you to listen to James Corden, who just told the same joke. See if it sounds, if he plagiarized this from Ricky Gervais, because I just can't figure it out.
Because if someone puts up a poster in a town square that says, guitar lessons available.
That's like going into a town square, seeing a big notice board, and there's a notice, guitar lessons.
Like, you don't get people in the town go, I don't want to play the guitar!
And you go, but I don't want guitar lessons.
Well, then that sign wasn't for you. It was for somebody else. You don't have to get mad about all of it.
Fine, it's not for you then. Just walk away. Don't worry about it.
That might have been a plagiarized bit by James Corden. I'll see. I have more from our leader, Joe Biden, who told us this about gas prices.
And they talk about inflation. You know, we're dealing with it for a whole second. Inflation is a worldwide problem.
We're dealing with what? He just gets into these cul-de-sacs. We're dealing with what?
Dealing with it for a whole second. Inflation is a...
I'm sorry, Nicole, do you have any idea what he's saying there?
Play one more time.
We're dealing with something.
You know, we're dealing with it for a whole second. Inflation is a worldwide.
We're dealing with. But go on, Joe.
You know, we're dealing with it for a whole second. Inflation is a worldwide problem right now.
because of a war in Iraq and the impact on oil and what Russia's doing. I mean, excuse me, the war in Ukraine.
Now, Iraq, Ukraine, same thing, right, Joe? You know, as Jay Inslee told us, the attack on Paul Pelosi was caused by Tiffany Smiley, Matt Larkin, and Joe Kent, three Republicans here in Washington running for upset wins.
Tiffany Smiley, Matt Larkin, Joe Kent, they're enabling this election denial, which foments this violence. When these candidates are asked point blank, was Joe Biden fairly elected, they refuse to answer. And yet, they go around allowing and enabling these doubts about the fairness of our election to spring and to grow.
Yes, it's Joe Kent, Matt Larkin, and Tiffany Smiley's fault. Because they, I don't know, they don't even call people names. And they're not election deniers. Jay Inslee's just making all of that up. I wonder if there are any politicians who really do call names.
They sent our legislation to the Senate. Moscow Mitch says that he is the Grim Reaper.
Wait a second. Did Nancy Pelosi foment, as Jay Inslee says, did she foment the rage in the gay nudist? I think all nudists are not gay. No, he's pride flag. Yeah, and now he's straight though. He's illegal. Yeah, you know what I'm talking. But it sounds like Nancy Pelosi fomented the hatred by calling Mitch McConnell Moscow Mitch. All right, last word. DK Metcalf, he had to be carted off the field a couple of weeks ago because he had diarrhea. And he didn't think he could walk off the field. We now know more.
He wanted me to do it on the sideline. I'm like, no, I got too much respect for myself. I can't do it on the sideline. And so I hopped on the car and went to the locker room. I was actually mic'd up that game too. So this is like very
So NFL Films has full pooping.
Yeah. Yeah, they got everything.
But Pete Carroll told DK about a great player of a couple decades ago.
Yes, because it was like the first week of the season. Our special teams coach is Larry Izzo, and he got a game ball for taking on the sideline when he was with the Patriots. So Pete was like, if Larry can do it, then you can do it. And I'm like, I'm not like Larry. I don't want to be like Larry in that aspect.
I got to get out of here. The John Carley and Sherry Ellicker Show is coming up next. God bless you in these crazy times, and I will see you back here tomorrow. Hi, noon.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. You're really a fantastic audience.